From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Thursday will be the last day of regular business for Independence Air. The upstart carrier says it has fallen victim to financial pressures in the airline industry. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, some analysts say the company only has itself to blame.
The rocky state of the post-9/11 airline industry helped give birth to Independence Air when bankrupt United Airlines tried to renegotiate its contract with feeder service Atlantic Coast Airlines. Atlantic decided to break free. Complete with a new name and logo, Independence Air was launched in June of 2004. But now Valerie Wunder, spokesperson for parent company FlyEye, says that same business climate has killed the airline.
Independence Air announced today that because of the continued financial challenges facing the company, it will voluntarily discontinue all scheduled flights planned to depart after 7 p.m. on the evening of Thursday, January 5th.
The announcement should come as no surprise to travelers who've been getting clear signals the airline might not survive through this week. Flyers can try to rebook with other carriers for a fee. Independence is also asking a bankruptcy court for permission to give refunds. For analysts who've been watching the death spiral of the plucky airline with the blue decor, there was little sympathy.
FlyEye did everything wrong.
Mike Boyd of the Boyd Group says unlike other low-fare airlines, Independence did not cut costs. Instead, he says the airline focused on no-frills, easygoing service and offered rock-bottom fares as low as $29 for too many destinations.
They should have scaled way back. You can't run, seven flights a day from Washington to Lansing, Michigan. They tried, it didn't work, and instead of dropping it, they stuck with it.
Independence Air's collapse may have been inevitable, but it will be bad news nonetheless for the many mid-sized communities who say Independence helped push prices down and service levels up. Lynn Douglas is director of marketing for the Columbia Metropolitan Airport in South Carolina. She expects fares to her airport will now go back up.
They provided incredible competitive airfare pricing. Most of the other airlines were competitive with them. They provided incredible service for us as well.
The announcement means post-holiday unemployment for Independence Air's 2,700 workers, but for some, like pilots, the cutthroat climate of the airline industry has created new opportunities. Kit Darby owns Aviation Independent Resources, which helps pilots find jobs.
FedEx, UPS are the highest paid pilots in the country. We have the low-cost carriers, of course, the classic one being Southwest, growing and profitable, hiring pilots. Corporate is also one, I don't know if you're familiar with fractional carriers, those that offer a portion of an airplane. They're also doing very well in hiring.
Independence Air had been hoping to be bought out by United or Mesa Air Group. Efforts to sell the company are now on hold as the company winds down operations and another aviation dream bites the dust. Larry Abramson, NPR News.